right now on VFN TV. We're going to talk about a Nobel Peace Prize winner, but we're also going to talk about Drew Brees, the winner of so many different victories from the New Orleans Saints, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me today is the original co-host of VFN TV and the daily radio program, Patrick Shane Hamilton.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. People don't know this, but you know they're meeting you probably for the first time in this capacity. But you know, from day one, when God, 6 years ago, maybe 6 years ago,
yeah, 2012.
Yes, we launched when God told us it's time to launch. You know, VFN TV and the daily radio program. Mm-hmm. We just said yes, God.
Yeah.
And actually, I just said we needed to, and you said I just asked you to figure it out.
Yeah. Lord, help me.
Yeah, and then 1 week later, God sends in everything we need, yeah. And here we are talking to our audience around the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love you a lot, and I'm excited to have you here, you know.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
You're behind the scenes a lot. Actually, we started this. Your beard was not gray.
Wasn't as gray, no.
I don't think there was even a beard there.
No, it wasn't quite as full.
But. Yeah. So, and I remember our first program, we're talking, and we didn't have a lot of commercials of those times.
No, we didn't have any commercials that first time.
So it was like one big breath, and we launched. It was May?
May 30th, 2012.
2012.
Yeah.
What a day.
Yeah.
A day in the history books.
It was
books.
Amazing.
It was. What a journey, huh?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Then, you know, I think when we, at that particular time, I think New Orleans Saints wasn't even on the chart at that time, maybe? 2012?
We're
talking about the football team.
Yeah. Yeah, they had won a Super Bowl for the very first time back in 2009.
Oh, was that the one? Yeah, was Shane at that one?
Yeah, yeah.
We had the big
Jared
fat
was there,
head on the wall.
Chris
Jared
was there. Yeah,
yeah,
big
yeah.
Big
fat
head on the wall.
I remember.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
It was. You've been a Saints fan for a long time.
Long time. Yeah. Actually, I have evidence. I have a picture of me. I was probably this tall.
Was it a picture or a picture?
It was a picture.
It was a picture. So now Saints fans weren't always so popular.
No.
I mean, everybody was always... By the way, we're talking about American football, not soccer,
no.
You know, and we're talking about a game inside of America for our audiences around the world. But the football, which I think is a pretty, I admit,
yeah.
You know, I mean, what compares to, you
it's,
know?
It's hard to compare. I mean, I've played it all my life, you know, dreamed about it, thought I was going to be a pro ball player at one point, but right. That didn't happen.
Right.
I came to my senses.
Well, no, actually, you used to play on the Makos.
Yeah. Yeah, I played for a little while.
Yeah, I remember the bandana and all this stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was sharp.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was. So, but this is, I mean, football, American football, is, I think it's just nothing like it. I mean, I played it when I was young, but not, you know, how you played it.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely couldn't, you know, college or anything like that. But it's just so much to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so exciting to see it, to watch the players, to watch the coaches. I mean, when you see a play that just so, I mean, it's almost like they just know instinctively how to catch a ball running, you know, 45 miles an hour, it looks like, on the edge of the going out of bounds.
Yeah.
And yet they catch the ball and somehow they ride the edge. And it's like, what was there? These guys are just amazing what they can do, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's exhilarating.
Football is just so, so energetic. So everybody has to go together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Drew Brees, he is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
Right.
And he has a book. You remember what his book was entitled? I can't think of his book entitled. But when he first came to New Orleans, he came from
San Diego.
San Diego. Originally. He had a shoulder injury.
Yeah, really tragic shoulder injury. And it almost ended his career. They said he had like a 25% chance of even, you know, making it back.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton took a chance on him.
And Sean Payton is the coach for...
He's the head coach for New Orleans, yeah.
New Orleans Saints. And so I remember in his book he talked about when he came to New Orleans, he and his wife drove around and saw, I believe it was there like a storm that happened
there?
Yeah,
Hurricane Katrina had just blown through there in 2005. Yeah. And
I think his book's coming back stronger. Coming back stronger.
That sounds right.
So Katrina, so he's coming to explore, should I go to New Orleans or should I go to Miami?
Miami was the other team looking at him.
Oh my, what the hell?
That would have been tragic.
I was just even thinking of that.
I can't even.
Sorry, Miami, but oh my goodness. You know, just he fits so Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe because of the Saints.
Yeah.
So he said, but he saw the disaster with his wife, and he says, this is why we need, it wasn't football, this is why we need to be here, yeah, to make a difference in, yeah, this community, right?
Yeah. You know, he was, you know, coming back from a tragic injury, and the city was coming back from a very tragic storm and a lot of devastation, and he just, you know, felt compelled that this is the place he wanted to be, you know, so they could help rebuild each other back.
And New Orleans really needed it.
Oh, yeah.
They needed a win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So when was Katrina? What year was Katrina?
That was 2005.
Yeah. 2005. And so he got on the team, mm-hmm, and him and Sean Payton began to, and the whole team, mm-hmm, begin to build. And I guess 3 years later or 4 years later.
He came in 06, yeah, and 3 years later, they made it to the Super Bowl for the very first time. That was huge.
That was a huge deal. Yeah. I remember us seeing that all together.
Yeah.
Your oldest son was so young then. And
yeah.
My son, Jared, yep, and Shane. Yep.
They were just teenagers back then.
Yes, and Christopher was like small.
He was little.
And then, those amazing days. You know, I didn't realize how much it meant because you were a Saints fan a lot longer than
long time.
Most. It came
that
hereditary.
Was a day I thought I'd never see.
Do you remember, you know, we're going to talk about Drew Brees in just a moment because they just won all these awards, but you actually were a Saints fan. Your dad would take you. Or was it? Was,
oh,
tell
yeah,
me about
I mean,
that.
Yeah, when we were little. I mean, I was maybe 3 or 4 years old, my earliest days. He took us to a Saints game. Mm-hmm. This is before even the Superdome.
Sugar Bowl?
The old Tulane Stadium, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was outdoor stadium.
Right.
And I just remember walking through the streets of New Orleans real little. You know, it's just one of those memories you just never forget.
Yeah, right.
It's like, wow.
Especially at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Don't remember anything about the game, but it was just the experience that, that stuck with me my entire life.
That's where it kind of came off of your dad being a Saints
fan. Yeah, that's
where
it came from.
Well, that's exciting. So you know, you introduced me to football and all that because I've been working so much. Yes, it's his fault, Lord.
It's not bad.
But it's good every now and then to be able to chance to be able to do it. We had a chance to be able to take your other son.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we drove him miles and miles and miles so he could experience this great honor of being able to be in the Superdome to experience such a great event.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it just didn't continue on, did it?
It just, for some reason, it just did not keep going.
He's a prodigy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's good at the bookwork.
He's good at books. And this other thing.
The thing. We can't talk about that. But it's this thing.
We haven't figured it out yet.
What's so exciting while we're on the air again is to let you know that Drew Brees is not only, I mean, this man, when he passes the football, because, you know, my oldest grandson, David, and I were watching a game recently, and then they just showed him up close throwing it like this. Mm-hmm. And if I would have thrown it, it would have went 2 inches. But it went like 45 yards when he throws it, like, it didn't even, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Tebow's like this, right? And it goes like 45. He's just an amazing player.
Yeah, yeah. He's an athlete, yeah.
Yeah, and so he is, he's a older in regards to
Yeah, he's actually, he's 39, about to turn 40.
Which is young, but in regards to playing football.
Yeah, yeah, this is probably his 18th year, I think, in the league.
Yeah, well, listen, when we get back from this break, and by the way, Drew, we want you to be a part of VFN TV. We'll be so, for him.
Yes, for me.
And me. We'd love for you to be able to come on VFN TV. We'd love to be able to interview your character, your integrity, your testimony. I mean, everything, you know, that you stand for and what you did with your team and how you and, you know, Coach, you do such a great job. And anyway, we get back from this break. We're going to show you some pretty awesome things and talk about some. Think about this. He went from that decision with his wife to be able to say, listen, this is where we need to be. This is where we're going to make a difference in New Orleans with the Katrina disaster. You have to see it to understand it, but we still have scars from just helping out and looking at all that. And we just came out of Ivan ourselves, Hurricane Ivan. But they did that, and God rewarded New Orleans with the very first Super Bowl. But they did it again, and guess what? God touched this man to be able to, we're going to tell you after the break. He broke some records, but we're going to tell you about all this exciting stuff after the break. First, join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
In the history of the Bible, art has made the content relatable, accessible, inspirational, and debatable.
For hundreds of years, Christians have relied on images to convey the accounts of the Bible, their deeper meanings intended for those who couldn't read them for themselves with paintings, sculpture, and stained glass. As more people learned to read, pictures were used to illuminate the Bible, to connect people with the accounts more personally.
Medieval manuscripts were elaborately decorated with borders and illustrations called illuminations. Illuminated psalters were popular for personal devotion. Adding illuminations to a manuscript was expensive. Some people used them to show off their wealthy status. Others used illumination as a tool to help less educated preachers and church members better understand the Bible.
Today, art is noticeably missing from Bibles, but for the majority of the history of Christianity, the opposite was true.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to
Welcome back. We were talking about Drew Brees, the New Orleans Saints, breaking all these records. Pat, isn't this exciting?
Is
Pat, of course, Pat Hamilton right here. He's always behind the scenes. And if there's any issues going on, it's normally his issues he's resolving.
Yeah.
And all those that see everything that we do in media and across the spectrum, you know, Pat has things to do with that. I mean, it's amazing what God has taught us since he said, do what we're doing, right?
That's right. He's taught us a lot.
So Drew Brees, New Orleans Saints, they start this game last night, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finding out, before I want to find out, that he's broke all these different records.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is a Christian brother
who
openly loves God,
mm-hmm.
openly loves the Lord. And just, you know, just a genuine dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just authentic, a good father, you know? And it's just amazing, you know? As a matter of fact, before we talk about his thing, Drew Brees got a chance to share his testimony about how he encountered God and what the Lord means to him. Let's just take a look at that first, and then we're going to come back and talk about what he just did.
I felt like I was a kid who was raised well, had respect for others, tried to always do the right things, was a good student, and yet, you know, my life did revolve around sports, you know, all the way up into high school. You know, I played as many sports as I could for as long as I could. And I remember a moment, my junior year of high school, I played for Westlake High School. We were one of the top 5A schools in the state of Texas on our way to winning a state championship. I was the quarterback for the football team. And I remember I came up after a play with a torn ACL and MCL, which at the time was a devastating injury. You know, I thought that, you know, my career was over. I thought, you know, I'd see many of my friends go through that same injury and never come back the same. And I thought, you know, that's going to be me now, and kind of this attitude of feeling sorry for myself and, you know, what I have to live for now. You know, my life has revolved completely around, you know, sports, and that's really how I formed my identity up to that point. Here I am 5 weeks later after that. Again, it was my junior year of high school, right around my 17th birthday. And I remember I was sitting in church, First Baptist Church in Austin, Texas. My parents were divorced at the time. They had gotten divorced when I was 7 years old. I went to church every other weekend with my father. In my mother's house, we didn't go to church. But I was sitting there that Sunday, which up to that point, you know, I went to church because, you know, my dad was going to church and my brother and I would go to Sunday school, and I was there for the donuts and to hear the cool stories. And, you know, we'd sit in the main church and my brother and I would just kind of mess around the whole time and not really pay attention. But for some reason, this Sunday was different. Again, for 5 weeks, I had been on crutches, feeling sorry for myself. Sports had been my identity. And I was sitting there asking myself, is this really what life is all about? And at that moment, I'm sitting there listening to our pastor speak about God looking for a few good men to lead. And at that moment, Jesus reached in and grabbed my heart and made me feel like, you know what, I'm one of those few good men. And my life was transformed after that. That a very calming influence came over me, and I knew that God had a plan for me. And whether it involved sports or not, it didn't matter, because I was being called to live my life for Him, and that gave me great peace. From then on, I knew that, you know, I was going to trust in God's plan. One of my favorite verses, 2 Corinthians 5:7, I'll be led by faith and not by sight. I think at the time, and for most people, you were such visual people. We want to be able to see, we want to be able to predict, we want to be able to, you know, feel like we're in control of our lives and we're the ones making the decisions. And yet, Proverbs 16:9 will tell you that your heart will make plans, but the Lord will direct your steps. I think God has given us all great talents, abilities, strengths to go a certain direction, and yet our point A to B is not God's point A to B. He wants us to get there, but He's probably just going to lead us on a little bit different path to get there. And that path is going to be presented with great opportunities and also great challenges. But those are there in our life to mold us, strengthen us, and shape us into who God meant for us to be. And I think now, with Jesus in my life, in my heart, I know that no matter what happens, it's all part of God's plan. And it gives me great confidence. It also gives me great certainty to know that I know where the end point is with Jesus. And I know that the path and the journey there is there to strengthen me and make me stronger.
So, so powerful.
Wow, that's awesome.
Is it not?
Yeah.
Just to hear the testimony.
Yeah, that's powerful.
Of what God is doing. And this is a man that gave his heart to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sports or no sports, mm-hmm. it's all God. And God has just elevated him. As a matter of fact, how many Super Bowls have there been so far?
I think we're at 53 or 54.
They started that, we're in the 60s.
Yeah, late 60s, yeah.
And they were playing football before face masks, before teeth.
Oh, yeah, they used to wear leather helmets.
Leather helmets. So if you add up every player that's ever played before, every pass that's ever been passed before, what every other quarterback has ever done when you add up their stuff,
mm-hmm.
Drew Brees is the greatest performer. Muhammad Ali was the greatest boxer of all times, right?
Yeah.
Well, the greatest player now in regards to passes, and it's Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah.
The New Orleans Saints, tell us about this.
Yeah, it's amazing.
What record did he just break?
Well, he just broke the all-time passing record for yardage, which was, at the time, was held by Peyton Manning. And in this game, he actually passed Brett Favre and Peyton Manning at the same time.
So Brett Favre, he played for the...
He played for the Packers for many years, and he jumped around a couple teams. Yeah. And then, of course, Peyton played for the Colts and I think the Broncos before he retired.
I heard that Peyton held it for like 1,000 days or something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't long.
It wasn't that long. And of course, he lost all of his commercial deals now because Drew's going to have the commercial deal.
Yeah.
Although we came up with a great commercial for Drew Brees, right?
Yeah.
We're coming up with it. This is our idea. We get a cut of this. I think he should actually do a Febreze sponsorship. They should sponsor him.
I think it's a perfect match.
Drew Brees with Febreze in a locker room. I mean, it's a perfect setup.
I think it's a great idea.
It's a $1 million contract.
Hopefully they're paying attention and listening.
10%. Hey. I think 5%. 6%. 1%.
Yeah.
Tickets. Just tickets, right?
Yeah, that'd
box
be nice.
Seats.
Yeah.
So what was it like? What was it like when you saw, being a fan for so long, you're seeing Drew, make these.
Yeah, man. Just over the years, he's broken so many records over the years. And
I saw somebody hold up a chart that's like 10 or 20 things.
It's countless. I mean, he's got so many NFL records. It's amazing. But this is, for as far as quarterbacks goes, this is like the biggest one. It was like over 72,000 yards he threw.
Whoa.
Over this 18-year.
72,000 yards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe. Absolutely. And matter of fact, it was such a big thing that they actually stopped the game. It was right about halftime, right before halftime ended or started. And they stopped the game. The team went crazy. They were all jumping around the middle of the field. And his wife and his kids came on out. They just honored him. And
who was it that took the ball with what? What did they have?
I forget his name, but he's actually part of the Hall of Fame committee. And they actually took the ball that he threw.
Oh, wow.
For that broke that record.
He's the president.
Yeah.
He's the president.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And with white gloves on his hands.
Because they were going to
touch
it.
Maybe we have a picture of that. But, yeah, took the ball. And they're going to put it under glass.
The one that Drew
broke the record with.
72,000 yards.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It'll be in Canton, Ohio, in the Hall of Fame from here on out.
Why Canton?
Well, I don't know.
Be close to Brett and Sharon up there?
That's where the Hall of Fame is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So that was so exciting. I remember what he said to his boys. And he came out there and he grabbed his boys.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, his wife had the daughter still. And he's bringing his boys close. And he looked at his boys and he said, you can do anything.
Anything.
You can do anything.
As long as you're willing to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he works very hard.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't just come.
That's what he's known for his work ethic. Yeah. I mean, in practice, he's amazing. I mean, I don't know if you know much about football, but usually you got your number one receiver and you got two other options possibly. Even in practice, even if he threw it to the first guy, he'll still go through his progressions to the second to third guy. And it just amazes everybody when they watch him practice. It's just crazy.
It's pretty intense. I was shocked. I was shocked about the fact that he's only like 5'11".
Yeah, he's just under 6 foot tall, yeah.
Well, that's 5'11".
Yeah,
that's not six foot. That's
they
like
list
5'11".
Him at 6 foot, but he's not.
I can't imagine trying to look. He has to look over these helmets.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's so funny. If you ever watched him when he's throwing the deep ball, he'll actually kick his head back where he's actually looking underneath his face mask so he can see.
How does that work?
I don't know. He's been doing it for years.
We can't even drive down the
interstate
perfected like
it.
That.
He's been doing it very well.
And his power, I'll joke around, and I really like Tim Tebow. I mean, you need to put him on your team.
Yeah.
But, Tim's had to bring his arm in some. But it's like Drew just kind of like, it just shoots like, maybe there's angels in the outfield out there with him. Because I'm telling you, when he threw that ball last night, I didn't think you could go 45 yards by going like this. But it went and landed right. I forget the receiver's name that caught that at the 72,000 yards. Who was that?
Traquan Smith, I think. Yeah,
okay.
Number 10.
That's just art. Yeah. These guys, if we go see them, they would think we're freaky because we're like, oh my God, that's great. It's like, no, I'm just, it's kind of hard, these emotions,
Yeah.
I remember once, that we were in Texas and Don and I were, happened just to pass by Deion Sanders, right?
Yeah,
and he was there and, how sometimes we are about fans and stuff. And I'm like, Deion gets out of the, this is when he's playing for Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
And Deion gets out of the limousine. He's going here. I'm like, Donna, take a picture. Take a picture. And I'm like, and she's like, messing with the camera. What? Take a picture.
Totally oblivious.
I was like, take a picture. She's like, what? And he's like, I gotta go. Like, oh. I mean, I wasn't saved long by that time. Like, I think we didn't talk for a little bit. I was with Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
And, of course, back then, he was just an amazing runner and player. Emmitt Smith was playing at that time, I believe. And that's when Emmitt dove over into the end zone when we were there, and he landed on his
head
and thought he was paralyzed, for the moment.
Oh, yeah, he probably stunned him, yeah.
Yeah. But so this is an exciting moment for all Saints fans out there, and we wish we had, you know, being in, you know, being a Christian and loving God and you know, being in ministry. We quite often are ministering on Sundays, so that kind of limits our access to these Sunday tickets. You need to move it to a Saturday or more to a Monday and all that. But man, we don't have any problem getting blessed with box seats or
no, I wouldn't mind at all.
But really, it has been my dream though to have Drew, you know, come do a spot, or we'll go do a spot with him. Yeah. But you know, audiences around the world, and we would love, you know, for the opportunity, Drew, for we'd be honored to have you sharing your testimony, you know, who you are, your character, you know, and the light. He's like on his team. He went to the sidelines and he looks at Sean Payton and he goes, "We haven't played so-and-so." And so Sean Payton goes, "Well, go get him." And it's like they play that team together.
Oh, yeah.
And literally, you know, it's just so neat. They put a mic on him. It was like Mike Monday or something.
Yeah, Mike Monday, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I thought, you need to have a mic on the quarterback? Is that good to have a mic?
Yeah, they put on different players different weeks.
So. But can't they hear what you're calling in the huddle?
Well, they probably keep it limited as far as turning
it on.
How
do you
know, man?
It's like Google. You just don't know if they're
listening
or not.
You got to assume you're always on a mic.
Yeah. Well, I know we're about to come to a close. You know, a lot of people didn't get a chance to see you as much, but we've been walking together for many, many years in ministry and in life. And was young whippersnappers back then.
Yes, we were.
And who would ever thought today that we would be speaking to an audience around the world, huh?
Yeah, I would have never imagined, no.
That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, still is.
Do you remember, you know, when, you know, God says to launch, you know, VFN TV, Daily Radio Program, and I tell you, I said, this is what God's saying. And we were on a prayer watch during that time. And God just said it, and we don't have a lot of time to talk about that. But I said, you know, we got to figure it out. And you said, okay, let's do it.
Okay.
And within a week, the finances, God bless us with the finances to purchase what we didn't even know we needed to purchase.
Yeah.
And we had a mentor who mentored you from Colorado.
Yeah.
And walked you through plugging and pulling and
next thing. Crawl around on my hands and knees, plugging stuff in.
And here we are now around the world.
Yeah.
Is that amazing?
It's totally amazing.
What does it mean to you when people are talking to us and they write to us? And
oh, it's very encouraging. I mean, please always write in because that fuels me.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when you're behind the scenes, you get so caught up in the mundane things and the tasks, and you don't realize who you're really affecting and you're touching, you know, with what you're doing. And when I hear things like that, it just really fuels me.
Yeah, because a lot of people think about, well, you know, maybe they don't want to, they're busy or whatever. It's like, we love hearing from you. As a matter of fact, you know, comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Give a shout out to Pat. I mean, he's been behind the scenes for many years, but it was he and I that launched in the beginning. And John was asked, but it took him a while to fully commit. But finally, he came from New York, and here we are. We're excited about it. Can I pray with you right now? I want to pray right now. Father God, we just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for what you're doing with New Orleans Saints, with Drew Brees and his family. Bless his wife, him, his children, Lord God. We thank you for the light that he is, Father God, that you would just protect his body, protect his family, Lord God. We thank you what you've done in New Orleans to bring them back from Katrina. God, we just pray a blessing over our audience, Father God. We pray a blessing over each and every athlete, Lord. We pray that they would use their gift to glorify you the way that Drew has, God. And Lord, we ask you, we know this is in Drew Brees' heart as well, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at vfntv.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us and we together
at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.